Gen Z, also known as iGen, is the generation growing up with technology at their fingertips.
But I'm on my phone pretty much 24/7, not going to lie. 20 minutes without my phone, I feel deprived.
I use my iPad a lot. I just play games, watch YouTube, things like that.
Pretty much like all day, every day, yeah.
Most of the time when they're like having a sleepover or something like that, everyone's on their phones and social media and Snapchat and Instagram and stuff like that.
But there are concerns this technology-saturated generation, and those that follow, are becoming too reliant on devices like smartphones and iPads. Dr. Joanne Orlando is a researcher in children and technology at Western Sydney University. As part of a recent study, she's been going into Australian homes and studying families and their use of technology.
I call it the digital cocoon. You know, family might all be in the lounge room together, the TV might even be on, but everyone has their devices around them. They might have their laptop, their phone, their tablet. So yeah, there's a lot less interaction, just those normal informal chats between parent and child or child to child.
She says the main concern in households is the amount of time children are spending on digital devices.
Overwhelmingly, the term we hear most is screen time. It's a concern of parents with children of all ages, from the time they are just a few months old through to teenagers always on social media.
That concern has now extended to those profiting from the addiction. Two major Apple investors are calling for the company to develop software that limits how long children can use their devices. But will the tech giant listen? Dr. Belinda Barnett is a senior lecturer in media and communications at Swinburne University. She says it's not unusual for Apple to heed calls from its shareholders.
Well, they have actually made some changes when investors have made calls for changes before. And you could argue that although at first blush this is asking Apple to kind of restrict the time that their users are actually at the iPad or at the iPhone, you could argue that parents would feel more comfortable and safer giving their child an iPad if there were more comprehensive parental restrictions.
Some parents agree with the proposal.
Yeah, I think that's a great idea if you're sort of a bit slack yourself with monitoring it, which I admit to being.
Others aren't so sure.
My kids are very limited on their screen time, but I think setting it from the shot, I think that's a bit much.
Apple already offers some parental controls, including restrictions on apps, data usage and location sharing services. But now the company is being urged to take steps to target addiction. Dr. Barnett says one way this could be executed is through a single-use application.
This is really a call to change the operating system and the existing parental restrictions so that it has more functionality and parents have more control. So if, for example, a child is reading Harry Potter on an iPhone, then maybe you could restrict incoming notifications or SMSs to increase their concentration.
But WSU researcher Dr. Orlando says ultimately the onus falls on parents.
The responsibility can't just lie with the tech companies. That's just not going to work. They need to be responsible, but so do other important adult groups, for example, parents. And the ways they manage screen time at home, the ways they use technology to manage their children's behaviour, that kind of thing needs to be done.
Abby O'Brien, SBS News.